It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin in the show. That's better than getting a virus from beer.
Ooh.
You can join the chat room by going to the Den Pen. Go to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. You're in. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
Joe will not be here, but he will be here. He'll be calling in.
Yes, good.
Joe is doing a three internet radio podcast show type of day. A triple head. It's a lot of listening to Joe. If you follow Joe's progression, it's a lot of Joe.
Yeah, well, you know, it's sort of like, you know, he's being Phil Collins, doing one mega concert and then taking the Concorde over and doing another mega concert. Do you remember that?
No.
He did it in the 80s.
Okay. Well, he likes Phil Collins, so he'll be back to go back to that. On the show, School of Fools, as parents in Wisconsin sued their school district because they were not consulted on their child's wishes on what pronoun they want to be called. That's an interesting one. Mm. Teacher comes under fire for asking two fifth graders in front of the class, two girls, are you a couple? Why? Why? Drunks in the news as people think you can get the coronavirus from Corona beer. Of course they do.
Oh, boy.
Nazi news as turtles are found with swastikas on their shells.
Oh, those nasty little turtles.
We're going to do a lot of scam, but we haven't done this in a while. We're going to do a lot of scam busters where we're dropping knowledge tonight.
Yeah, it's good.
Because, like, tax season's coming up, and there's some old tax scams and some new tax scams. We'll tell you about that. There's also scams to get you naked. So there's that. And then on the afterbirth show, the Marine Corps says no more Confederate flags. So we'll talk about that. And we actually did a poll on that, and if Pip reminds me, I'll tell you what the poll results were from that.
Oh, okay.
And whether people think that the Marine Corps should allow them or not. But I was in the mall this Saturday night, hanging out with the cool kids.
Oh, yeah. were you flipping coins into the fountain in the middle of the mall?
I was ordering Bitcoin is what I was doing.
Okay.
So I saw my first masks. I saw my first masks.
Oh, really?
Now, this is before anybody in New York State had been reported to have the coronavirus.
Yes.
These people were wearing the masks. Now, by all accounts, the masks don't help.
Well, you know, there's only so much that they can do.
But the mask is not, they tell you what, we're talking about the coronavirus, they tell you what to do, wash the hands for 20 seconds, don't shake hands. Wearing the mask is not in any of these things.
No.
Because the masks don't work.
Right, it's really not, you're going to touch something.
I'm going to touch everything.
I know
you do. I'm going to touch everybody.
Yeah, you know what, our listeners are saying they can't hear us.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know why that is.
We have Joe's girl and Trucker Tom in the chat room, and neither of us can hear.
Neither can hear.
Yeah.
Tell them to sign out and sign back in again.
Okay, they've done that. They've reloaded many times.
I don't know why that would be. Everything's working properly.
Oh, but that's very weird.
Turn up the volume on your computer.
they're saying they can't hear anything at all. Both of them.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Do we need to restart?
Hey, you know what? Turn up the volume on that thing.
Oh,
on my computer.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll see. We'll see if we can hear, because then I'll hear it like a fucking delay, which will annoy the piss out of me.
Yeah, I know. It really doesn't bother you.
All right, so.
I'm looking for the here. Yeah.
There you go. Can we hear it now? We're not hearing it. That's weird. Now we hear that. Hello, hello.
No, just hear the knock when somebody.
I'll sign out and do it again, but I really don't know why. I mean, there's no reason why shit isn't working.
Yeah, we'll try again.
Thank you. How about now? Is things working now? I'll wait. I don't know. I don't understand why things would not be working.
I don't know.
Everything looks like it's working fucking fine.
Yeah, Tom saying, the wonderful tech issues every time I tune
in. I get it. But but this is actually something I don't know why, because everything on my board is...
Nope, Joe's girl says no. Nope.
All right, let me see if I play a song.
Hey, let's take a little trip in time. Let's go back to the 1950s, the roots of rock and roll. But the problem I have with the roots of rock and roll, or the people that grew up with it, have the same problem. Today's music all sounds the same. It all sounds the same. Well, folks, I'm going to play four chords. Four. I'm not going to change a note. I'm not going to change a key. And watch how many songs from the 50s Paulie can play. And you tell me whose music sounds the same. Here we go. Let's go back to the 1950s in four chords. Here we go. In the still of the night, I held you tight. Next, silhouette, 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 silhouette. Next. Earth angel, earth angel, yeah. Will you be mine? Next, those oldies but goodies remind me of you. Next, oh Donna, oh, the same fucking song. Hello. All right. Maybe it was just our slow songs. Bullshit, your fast ones too. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 2 to fruity, same fucking song. It's good music, but don't break my balls, you know? All right, maybe, you know what, mister? Don't get your panties in a bunch, because you can't understand a word anyone's singing today. Bullshit. Umbrella. Yeah, that's all I had. It was a bad argument, you know? But she was right. You can understand every word they sang in the 50s. But what were they singing? Shum-a-lum-a-ding-dong. Look it up. I'll give you a month. The fuck is a bop-a-mouse shum-a-lum-a-ding-dong? What, you run out of real words, you asshole? What the fuck? You'll find ShamWow.
Dealing with tech issues. But I actually ran upstairs. And I just heard Paul Bond, whose bit that is, up there.
That's a good bit.
That's a great bit. You want to run upstairs to see if you can hear me?
Yeah.
All right, just tell the wife to leave the page open. So they couldn't hear it there. That's really weird. All right, we're just going to fill a little bit of time, then we're going to move on with this one way or the other. I don't understand what's going on. That's some more, babe.
We're talking about a moon hitting you in the face. It's a moon hitting you in the face, am I right? What were the Beatles singing? Come together right now over me. What is that, a Bukkake film? What are we talking about? Don't worry, the people not laughing.
Okay, that is Paul Bond. He will be headlining at Portobello on April 24th. Paul Bond's a very funny man. Very funny. The end of the bit. We're just trying to see what's going on here. I can't figure out why none of this is working. Although, upstairs it's working fine. I don't understand the problem. Let's see. All right, we just got to wait for Paul to finish up. Oh, no. You know, everything's working. I don't know. Just got it working on my phone, kids. Got it working upstairs. And I just got it working on my phone. I heard my voice on my phone. So it's not the microphone? I heard my voice. Do you hear my voice up there?
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know.
That's really weird because the shit's working. We don't have like a special secret secure network.
No, this is really very strange.
You want to try it on your phone?
Oh, God. You want me to try to play with the sound on my phone?
No, never mind. Forget it. Never mind.
Take
we don't
a
have.
Year.
I guess we'll. I don't know what to tell you about for the live broadcast. It's working.
Yeah, it's working.
You know what? Maybe. The only thing I could think about is we overhauled the website a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So maybe tell them to clear their cookies.
Oh.
Clear their cookie history and then go into it again. That's what I would say to do. So if anybody's... So that's Pip's going to put that in the chat room. to clear your cookie history and then try again. Because everything is working fine on our end for a change. Which is not the way I wanted to start this show. Always happy when the listeners participate. But works better when they can hear. So, yeah, I don't know. So Pip's going to put that in there, and then we're going to continue with this show.
Okay.
They can just call in. Okay. So they were in, I don't know, they were the only, they were, but these people were like, it was a couple. They were in their late teens, early 20s. And these aren't even the people that are really dying from the coronavirus.
You mean?
In the mall.
Oh, okay.
And she had a pink mask, and he had a black and red, like, kind of striped mask. So they
They got fashion masks?
These are fashion-forward masks.
Oh, my God. You know, guys, this is not a fashion moment. Although,
I got to say, it was not a bad look.
No, and it's got to be more fashionable than the guy that had the maxi pad stuck on his face. The
guy had a maxi pad stuck on
his face. Yeah. It was a photo of somebody on mass transit someplace, and this guy had a big Tampax stuck on his face.
Well, maybe he went down on it and came up with it.
I don't know, but
I think that's what happened.
This is this is just not the time. Well, not the time to be wearing that on your face, but also...
Is there a time for that?
No, I don't think there's ever a time for that.
It's tampon time.
Yeah, well...
It used to be on the Jersey Shorts t-shirt time, now it's tampon
time. No, Tampax, not tampon. I mean, not the rolled up one with the string.
All right, the fucking pad. I don't know.
The pad.
What you fucking animals do?
What does animals do?
What you do to stop from bleeding out. I don't know.
From getting everywhere, you know?
Yeah, you shove shit up, you cover it up, you spackle. I don't know what's going on down there.
It doesn't stop you. It just keeps it from getting everywhere.
Yeah, no. I mean, you really should get, you guys should walk around with a drop cloth.
Well, that's what these are. Look, it's not really fun to walk around with a baby mattress stuck between your legs.
You know
all
what
day,
we do? I mean, we got the guinea pig. The guinea pig runs around. We have a special, like, cloth type thing for the guinea pig to run around, where if the guinea pig pees, it's easy to clean
it's
up.
It's absorbent. That,
so during period time, you ladies should have to run around on a special mat. If there's not a mat, you don't get...
If they could make pants and skirts out of that stuff, we'd do it.
You probably should.
Yeah, we would.
You're swashbuckling hulas.
Wait a minute now. Swashbuckling.
Swashbuckling hulas. That's what I shall call you all. So, yeah, but, I mean... Are we just going to become Asia? Because it really worked well over there. The masks have really kicked in over there.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I think, though...
The healthcare workers are getting sick.
I know. But, you know, I mean, people in Asia had been, you know, prone to wearing masks anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
During flu season. That's,
they always wear a mask.
Yeah, for smog.
It's like the worst porn ever. You know what they should do? If you've ever watched, like, Japanese or some of the Asian porn, which I know you're a big fan of.
Oh, yes. Very exciting.
What
for
they
me.
Do is they pixelate the female's privates.
Why?
I don't know, but that's what they do.
But that's part of the porn, no?
But, yeah, but, like, if you go... When I was, like, in Korea, or, like, you see some, like, Japanese porn, very often it's pixelated, so you can't see what's going on down there.
Then what good is this?
Listen, I don't make the rules.
Yes, you do. You've told me many times you make the rules.
Well, this is true. But with the Asians, what we should do is we should stop with the mask. We should pixelate their mouths.
Yeah, but there's one of the porn palaces closed then, right? I mean, the whole thing is that porn is...
No, you just don't see it. Things are still happening. You just don't see it. Are they better now?
You know, Trucker Tom says, what the fuck? It works on my phone, but not on my computer.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It worked on the computer upstairs.
Right.
And it worked on my phone.
Yeah, it's just, this is the most interesting tech problem we've ever had.
Yeah, I really don't understand what the issue is. Listen, I know a lot of the time the shit originates from here, the issues.
Right.
I get that.
No, but you got that new wire to plug that in, and we haven't had any problems since then.
Well, we had static for a couple weeks.
Okay.
That we fixed again.
A little static, but they could hear us. Just deal with the buzz.
No, it was bad, but it was. I mean, it was annoying, but it's fixed. Everything's working now. Yeah. But for not being able to hear the show, I don't understand.
No, that's really annoying.
But Tom figured it out.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why his computer isn't working. I mean, I'm using Windows 7. The wife is using Windows 10. I don't know. I mean, the computer and the mobile's working. I don't know,
but upstairs it's coming through on the computer fine.
Yeah. And what, we haven't heard back from Joe's girl?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened.
Nah, tell her to use the phone. I don't. Well, I'm glad Tom can listen on the phone at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, so it was just kind of weird seeing these two people in the whole mall. The mall was kind of dead on a Saturday night. Seeing these two people walking around with masks.
Which mall were you at? This
the one up in what the fuck's that? Middletown.
Oh, okay.
Gallery. Yeah. Galleria.
Didn't they have some kind of hormonal spray in
the air? I dropped back to my teens, patrolling the mall on a Saturday night like a creep.
Holy crap, I just went, ah.
My voice got really high for no good reason.
Galleria!
Pick me up soon!
My God. Yeah, that did bring you back in time.
It certainly did.
Wow.
It was just weird. It's like, and they were good-looking people. It's like, really? You're going to go, if you're that afraid... If you're that afraid on a Saturday night, don't go to the fucking mall. I'm sorry.
I know, really. Actually, if you're that afraid of a pandemic, you shouldn't be out in a big public space anyway.
No,
don't go to places where masses of people who you don't know where they've been are going to be congregating.
People are, listen, I mean, this is a big deal because the kill rate on this thing is pretty high compared to the flu, and we don't have a vaccine yet. But, I mean, also people got to relax a little bit, too.
Yeah. I think that there's...
You know, it's like banging somebody raw dog. Listen, you know you're taking a chance, but so be it. You live your life. Whatever happens, happens.
No.
It's good enough for the president did to a porn star, only cost him 250 large.
I...
But he ain't getting a disease that we know of.
Well, that we know of.
And that'll be a chapter in his book next time he has a ghostwriter to write one for him. So,
I know. Well, the thing is that...
made a career for this woman, Stormy.
Oh, I know.
See, so good things happen. Ride raw dog, lick doorknobs. Those are the rules.
The fact that I know what her name is.
Stormy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was singing that song from the 60s while they were doing it. Oh, Stormy. You probably don't know that.
No, I know a lot of 60s songs, but that sounds terrible.
Well, I was doing it.
That made me root for the Viet Cong. That's how bad that was. Like, I really wish the Vietnamese would have come here and killed us all, if that's what we were. Because there's a lot of good music that came from the 60s. That was not it.
No, that
whatever
was
you
one
just
of
did,
them.
That was.
Well, I was trying to do it like Trump, so it was really bad.
That was your Donald Trump?
I don't know how to do a Donald Trump impression. I just proved it.
Well, that was worst ever. People are saying dogs killed themselves when they heard Pip Rutter sing. Can ask anybody, folks. It was terrible.
I know.
I thought she treated the song very unfairly.
I was very rude to it.
Yeah, yes. that's what you did.
I know.
Like the song was born stillbirth, and then you raped the corpse. That's what you did to that song.
God damn.
Because I know you can sing, and that was not it.
That was not it.
That was terrible.
Well, I was trying to be Trump, not singing it.
Yeah, don't.
In the throes of passion with the porn star that I know the name of.
But anyway, people got to stop with the mask. It doesn't do anything.
No, it really
unless
is
we're
not.
Just going to say it's an accessory, in which case I'm all for it.
Well, it seems like they were accessorizing.
But I want the full thing. I want the full surgical gear. I want you wearing the... I've said this before. I want you wearing the gloves. I want you going out in the surgical gown. I want your ass open in the bag. I want you going out like you're in the fucking hospital. Let's do it up. If we're going to do it, let's...
Ass open, though?
Ass open. Ready
that's
for
not... That doesn't
ready
sound...
for business.
That doesn't sound like...
You have to hold your hands in front of you, your palms facing you, your elbows at 90 degrees, you're walking around, you can't touch anything, you have to kick doors open. That's how you need to go out if you're going to put on the surgical mask, so we know that you're legit, that you mean business.
That you've just prepped for surgery.
Yes.
But apparently you've also prepped for anal, because your ass is hanging out of
that's
that
good
thing.
Too.
No.
Listen, they say you can't shake hands, they don't say you can't have anal. That's what they said.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's passed that way. I don't think so.
No.
So have at it. Unless somebody sneezes on your ass and now all bets are off.
It's just fucking stupid. People got to stop. Listen, it's not a hoax. It's you know, it's not something to manipulate any for any politics. You know, a big grand conspiracy by the Democrats, which is why they gave it to China. I don't
not sure why I, that
like the
follows?
Pundits. The pundits are ridiculous too. It's not a conspiracy, but people just got to relax. Just be a little bit more sensible. Be clean. Wash your hands.
And sing happy birthday twice while you do it.
Sing happy birthday twice.
Yes, that's what they say. Is, you know how, like, when they give advice about how to do CPR, they say you have to do it to the beat of Staying Alive?
No, well, I've never heard that.
You haven't?
No.
Seriously?
No.
Oh, well, that's what you do. You, they're not as much that you have to give breaths anymore, but when you give CPR, you have to go to the, you know, the beat of Staying Alive, the song.
How would that go?
Well, I'm not going to be able to show the hands thing, but you know, well, I'm not. I can't sing as high as the Bee Gees.
Try. You can't sing as low as Trump.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Okay, so it's just the chorus.
Yeah, that.
He loves. So, like the last one, you really pressed down. Well, like
you
that last
tell,
one. You.
By the way, I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Nothing.
Really.
Turn around since I was born. I don't know the words. You can't look the other way. I don't.
How do you, like, can you imagine trying to remember that song, keep the beat, and keep somebody alive?
No,
it's the most ridiculous advice I've ever heard.
No, you don't sing the song. You just go, staying alive, staying alive. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, but then you got to stop.
No, you don't stop and breathe. You just keep hitting. You just keep pounding, and then when you can't do it anymore, you get somebody else to come in, and they join the chorus.
Yeah, it sounds fucking ridiculous.
No, well,
look what that advice did for the Bee Gees. All fucking dead. So stop. It's terrible advice.
Well, they weren't thumping on each other's hearts.
Well, maybe
the
if they would have been.
If they should, they should have been.
Well, they all, what, they all died, like drug overdoses and shit?
I don't know how they died,
they had, like,
actually.
Issues.
I'm
think there's
sure.
like a, I think there's still like a B or a G running around somewhere.
There might be one. I mean, is Barry the long-haired one around?
I don't know. Long, they all had long hair. Andy was
the longest hair.
And Andy was a sexy one that was in Joseph, the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Right.
When I was growing up, they couldn't run that enough. Now they run their stupid Show John or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, I don't know that song.
Yeah, there's some Asian dancers here that are in America now that apparently we all need to see. Anyway, if you're not watching a Bloomberg commercial, you're watching like a Show John commercial, which is why I don't watch commercials.
Well, Tom. Trucker Tom in our chat wants to know, what if you start dancing while you're trying to perform CPR?
I would. You know what I would do? I would pound their chest and then grab their balls. That's what I would do. Because that's what the Italians from the 70s did. They grabbed their nuts.
Well, but only when they were tailoring their pants, apparently.
Right, that's what I would do. I would grab their nuts. And
and hem the bottoms of the pants?
No, I don't have time for that. And if it's a woman, you know, it's bowling time. But, you know, I'm trying to keep you alive. That's what I'm doing, being a team player.
There you go. Well, the CDC said that, I think it was from the CDC, you sing happy birthday twice. While you're washing your hands, and that's the proper amount of time.
You could just count Mississippi's. It's 20 seconds.
Well, 20 to 30 seconds is what's prescribed.
Okay. So do 31 to be extra safe. Nobody's washing their hands for 30 seconds, by the way.
You should. Trucker Tom, who is, of course, the secretary of...
No.
He is the historian.
No, he's missed a lot of shows.
No, but he's filling in with our PG
fine,
info.
But I'm saying a case could be made, like for a certain era of the show, absolutely. But an argument could be made from a different era that Joe's girl would be more apt to be the secretary of the show than Trucker Tom.
Oh, she's absolutely filled in admirably.
Yeah, so I
absolutely.
Don't know. Trucker Tom doesn't get to show up and like reclaim the mantle. It doesn't work that way. You got to put in some time.
Yeah, but he's been doing transcriptions online. That's how he's been doing his work.
I would know if there was transcriptions online. I would be Googling Davin's Den transcriptions online. I see no work by Trucker Tom.
So. You got to step it up, Tom. I tried.
If he tries to pull that again, I'm going to fucking play Convoy. And I know he hates that fucking song. And I got it ready to go. Or I'll play fucking Julie Love fucking singing. I will drop a punishment song. I dusted off the blah, blah, blah song. I got a boatload of fucking jingles and no place else to go. So
don't you do that. He's been gone long enough. You want to
No, I'm happy to have him.
Wait for 6 months?
I'm happy to have him, but let's not fucking bestow fucking status of like, you know, if you show up.
That's on me.
No, that's on you. fucking punish you.
Well, Trucker Tom says, I have to agree with Davin. I've been away far too long.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So well, Pip's the problem as usual.
Of course. Of
so anyway, course. What were you trying to get before I interrupted you?
Well, he was saying that Andy BG OD'd.
All right, and I was right there.
Maurice and Robin, the twins, they died of cancer.
Okay.
And Barry is the last BG standing. He's the one that was like the main singer.
Okay.
The big bouffant-y kind of hair.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was right about that he was still around. Thank you, Tom.
He stayed alive.
Yeah, he stayed alive. Right. It's ironic when you have songs like that you're known for. And, you know, well, he can't sing it by himself. I suppose he could.
No, he just tours with other Bee Gees.
Yeah.
We're the Bee Gees. It's one fucking guy.
But
they all do that.
He's the Bee. And he has probably just background singers.
So I saw something else at the mall.
Uh-oh.
Something we would not have seen growing up.
That leads to lots of
this is very true. Very true. A girl wearing a sweatshirt that said Virginity Rocks.
We would never have seen that.
But when we were growing up, the whole thing was to lose your virginity.
Yes, but for girls, if anybody thought that you lost your virginity, you were a slut.
Yeah, you were a slut, but you were also fucking fun. You were also one of the cool kids. Yeah, you were a whore. See, like, what would happen was, like, if it was an ugly whore, then the rumors came around that, like, you had the cat lick out, like, some tuna fish juice down there.
Oh!
Yeah, every stupid small town made up that awful rumor about the girl with the dog and peanut butter. Every small town made up stupid rumors like that.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure.
Because we're all assholes.
Yes.
But, like, Virginity Rock, I mean, especially as a boy, you know.
Oh.
No.
No.
You know what fucking rocked when I was growing up? Motley Crue rocked. Ozzy Osbourne rocked. Virginity did not rock.
And I can't imagine very many young men walking around with that shirt on and feeling proud about it.
But this was a woman, but a girl. Yeah. But apparently, like, this is a thing, because I was talking to, because I was with my daughter and she was with her friends, and this is, like, a thing now. Virginity rocks is a thing.
That phrase is a new thing, but the whole idea about being pure is not a new thing.
You know what? You know what? You know what? If I was going to do a redesign, I would write, virginity. Fuck it.
Nice.
I like to. I think that's a much better. That's the counterculture.
That's your slogan.
That's my slogan. Virginity. Fuck it.
Well, the thing is that the Jonas Brothers, when they came out, they were supposed to be, you know, for being pure, and like their fans wore purity rings, and they were like, everybody be a virgin. And I don't.
But here's the thing: if you're a Jonas Brother, I'll give you props. You're good-looking guys. You're rock stars. You're pop stars. But anyway, you can get all sorts of tang. You can get young tang. You can get middle-aged tang. You can get old tang. You can get grandma tang. You can get hot tang. You can get fat tang. You can get floppy tits, perky tits. You're the Jonas Brothers. You're a hot motherfucker. You can get whatever you want. And if you're still rocking the virginity thing, kudos to you. If you have that type of discipline, good for you.
I don't know that they did for real, but
well, then
purported
good for them.
To.
But here's the thing. If you're an ugly motherfucker, nay, 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 nay.
You don't wear this.
No. This girl was not attractive.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if you want to wear the virginity rocks thing, it has to be obvious you have options.
It's true.
Yes. Otherwise, it's like, does it do it? Alone again, are you?
That's just natural selection.
Gonna collect cats when you get older, will you?
Oh, don't say that like that's a bad thing.
No, but this, listen. Listen, if you're really hot and you want to wear virginity rocks, fuck yeah. You know why? Because now everybody wants to fuck you even more.
Well, and that's it's probably like an all. Well, you know what? It's if I'm not interesting to somebody until they see that I have somebody, and then they're like, oh, there must be something to have.
I'm never interesting to anybody. I'm still not wearing virginity rocks.
No, I'm not.
You know who
either.
I'm interesting to? Fake people on the internet. Scammers. That's who I'm interesting to. They love me until they don't. And then I'm getting this a lot after months of spending quality time with them.
Okay, what?
They get upset with me and they call me an unserious person.
I'm
getting a lot of unserious.
No.
And I'm a little offended. Like, no, I'm very serious about fucking around with you.
I made this a mission. Are you kidding me?
I even got called by one who I'm still talking with. I got called by one incompetent. I was like, nay, nay, I'm quite competent. You're the incompetent one, motherfucker.
Because you still don't have any money from me.
Exactly. I mean, and that one, is from August, and it's still going on.
Wow.
And that's not even the longest one I got going. I got another one. Well, that ended, but we'll be bringing that too. So, yeah. So, how do you call me incompetent? I'm fucking up your world.
They just don't understand what it is that you're doing.
Exactly. That makes them incompetent.
Oh, you know, Tom says that they had a phrase for guys who hadn't scored yet when he was growing up. It's called homo suspicion.
I never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
I think that might be a Michigan thing.
Maybe it is, because it was definitely local.
Maybe
but
they stuck a dick in the kid's mouth and how many licks does it take to get to the center of this? Homo suspicion. I don't know.
You know what? Yeah, nobody be sticking dicks in anybody's mouth if they don't want it. No, 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 no.
Nobody be sticking.
Nobody be sticking.
Nobody be sticking. The dicks that be licking. We've been playing our rocks because you know that we're kicking.
Oh my God.
Virginity rocks not on this block. Drop your pants. I'm going to give you the sigh.
Wow. I hope you don't get the pink sock.
That's what I fucking do, kids. That's what I do. That's how I drop it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but no, but like, and to wear that to the mall on Saturday night. Saturday night was the fucking night we trolled the mall, walking around in endless circles, trying to wait for some young girls to fucking get tired of walking around so we could approach them.
Yes.
You were not doing that in the Virginity Rocks. In my day, it was, let me wear my best Chess King outfit or Z Cavaricci, which I never fucking owned a pair.
Oh, my God. I'm flashing back in time.
Yeah, usually it's hot flashing. So
it is. No, I know what you mean, but wasn't the food court where the action was going to happen? Because
for
at
those
least they
who
had
are,
settled down.
Yeah, but know? The mall is where you went to try and get some, whatever some was.
A little, at least some attention.
Yes, I mean, for me, it usually wound up in fights and getting kicked out of the mall, but, you know, you didn't go there to sport that you didn't go there to sport that you were a virgin.
No.
The girls dressed like whores, and that's what we liked. You went to the mall to see the girls dressed like whores because either their parents didn't love them or their parents had no idea what they were wearing. And that's what that's what Saturday night was at the mall.
Well, that is during our time. Yeah, it sure was.
And now the mall is even better. Then it was that. I'll tell you why.
Why?
When we were at the mall, all there was the aforementioned food court.
Right.
And stores to go shopping.
Yeah.
They got fucking theme parks. They got trampoline parks. They got miniature golf. They got arcades.
Yep.
They got movie. These malls are amazing.
Yes. You actually have places to go have fun, not just spend your money.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you spend your money, but it's not just shopping. There are activities.
These how are you not going to the mall? If you're a teen on a Saturday, how are you going to the mall wearing your Virginity Rock shirt? And how are you not going to fix your face?
What do you mean?
She was chubby and she was banged up looking.
Well, you know what? There's not a lot you can do about the banged up looking.
Yeah, you can. Makeup. Or don't wear Virginity Rocks.
Well,
because you know what? If she didn't wear Virginity Rocks, I never would have noticed her.
Well, see, that's the thing. Is that she was looking for some kind of attention.
She's getting all. That's all the wrong attention. That's all the wrong attention. Because now, in my head, I have a whole bunch of sarcastic comments with no place to send them, but out into the world.
Well, you know what? This is why, as much as I love them, and as much as it's kind of like a hippie international fashion symbol, I do not wear clothes that has elephants on them. I won't.
I didn't even know that there was an international fashion symbol.
Well, you know what? I mean, like when people are wearing things that are like yoga pants and they have little Indian kind of like Hindu things, or they have like, you know, African or,
yeah, I'm
or
not
you
seeing
know,
any of this.
Or Indian.
I'm not seeing any of this.
No, well, you know, it's like you're not shopping in the hippie chick shop. But
no,
I mean,
I'm not. You know why? Because it's full of fucking dirty, filthy hippies.
Yeah,
that's why. I don't want to smell patchouli. I dated one of them.
Oh,
that was fine.
Oh,
hey,
patchouli.
We fucked. It was nice. But you know, I mean, you know, whatever. You know, she was crunchy. Yeah, crunchy.
Yeah. Well, see, but that's the thing is that some of the crunchy clothes. Once you get past the tie dye, there's like all these, you know, Indian print sari material and it's like, yeah, no.
You know how you can pull that off if you're like really fucking hot and got a slamming body and I'm not even paying attention to what you're wearing?
Exactly.
That's how you can pull it off.
Yeah.
How about a sperm whale? A nice sperm whale across your chest?
No, not that either.
No, you won't wear
particularly
that?
Not a sperm whale.
Yeah, like a nice sperm whale would be good for you.
Yeah, because I can't imagine the sarcastic comments racking up in people's minds from that one.
A sperm whale, and then you just have like the little sperm whale wearing your shirt that says Virginity Rocks. I did want to walk up to this girl because I've had this issue in my life and I've talked about it on my show. I went with the virginity rocks, but does anal count? I wanted to know. Because if you're going to...
Does anal count?
Because to a lot of virgins, it doesn't.
It doesn't. I know. And it's like, I'm sorry. So as soon as a pee has entered any of your holes.
No, it's not true.
No, true.
It's not true.
To me.
No.
Yeah.
No, no.
Done.
No. Suck a dick. Enjoy.
Well, all right. Maybe, you know, but you can't say you're pure.
I don't want you to say you're pure. The only ones I want to hear are pure is my kid. Everybody else, be a fucking filthy animal. Don't care.
I know. I don't care either. But there are people that do.
Like, I was non-committal about answering if I was a virgin when I was in high school. For the first couple of years, freshman, sophomore year, it was fucking obvious. No clue. I've talked about this before. Fucking mullet, bad hair, you know, green jet sweatpants with a matching green jet sweatshirt, overweight. Yes, it was obvious. If I wore virginity rocks, they'd go, no, duh.
Well, look, there were two kinds of kids in, like, freshman and sophomore year. Either the kids who were awkward as hell, either a little chubby, all pimply.
I wasn't.
They were
maybe a little pimply.
They were, you know, wearing the wrong clothes or the gawky or something. But the other type were the kids that peaked fucking early. Ha ha! Ha ha! You're cute now.
I'm definitely a late peaker.
Done.
I'm definitely a late peaker. I can't wait.
I'm a late peaker, man.
So the first 2 years, it would have been foolish. But the second 2 years, I had a steady girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't getting laid. We were doing other stuff. I just wasn't getting laid. Oh, did you fuck her? You know, I was like, oh, you know, what do you think? That answer.
I know. Well, you can't be walking around saying that because you're not going to get any more. She doesn't want you telling everybody your business.
Well, exactly. And you also know? I was a little ashamed that I was still a virgin. Because you know
yes,
what? Because they were ashamed. And that's what I mean, I guess it's healthier that these kids aren't ashamed. You know, if you think about it, this is a better model.
It is.
It is a better model.
Because they don't care. You know what? These kids today have zero fucks to give. And especially if they're still virgins. Ha ha. But it was shameful. It was shameful to be a virgin in our day. If you're a senior and you're still a virgin, I wouldn't answer that question.
Now it's a sign of pride.
I know.
So I get. You know what? It's probably pretty cool. It's just for old fucks like me that just goes, really?
I know.
I
know.
Mean, but I guess it's like. A movement. And you know what? I guess I'd want my kid to wear that.
Tom says he was definitely a late peaker. He was 5'2 to 5'3 until his junior year.
Oh, wow.
So he was short like me, but until he got older.
Yeah, so so when he's 5'2, 5'3, he's not walking around with a virginity rock sweatshirt on.
No, I'm probably not.
No.
Not our Tom.
We wanted to lose that shit immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Everybody wanted to get something.
So these kids are, you know what? These kids are healthier. But let's just be honest. They really, I know we're not supposed to worry about looks, but you should worry about looks.
Well, you know what?
Because there's still superficial people like me running around.
Well, you know what? Part of me wants to say, you know what? It shouldn't matter. But the thing is that we are visual creatures.
Looks matter.
And looks matter. And so you don't try to kill yourself trying to be the status, you know, because the people that you're seeing that are famous, they don't really look like that anyway. They have a team fixing them up, and then they have Photoshop afterwards.
Get yourself a team.
You know? Well, you know what? You just do fix up what you have the best you can.
Life is better when you're attractive.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I can't wait to find out. And, so then along this common theme, I'm doing a show on Friday night, and there's this nice couple in the front row. I would say she's probably in her 40s. I don't know. And he's in his 30s, maybe. So.
Okay. So they're nice.
Yeah. They're very, very sweet. Very nice couple. He's a little quiet, a little awkward. You know, I'm having fun pretending she's judging me and everything, like teasing her about that.
Okay.
Very nice. Talking to him the whole night throughout the show. Because why do jokes?
I know.
And then, so I ask, you know, how long have you guys been together? And they've been together 2 years. He moved to be with her.
Oh.
They found each other online.
Wow.
They're going to get engaged. But here's the thing. They are engaged, but they put it off. Well, they put it off because she's waiting for the alimony.
Wait. Oh, from
her ex.
Okay.
which is kind of like a weird reason to pull. I mean, that's kind of
Like, do they ever want to have like a big wedding?
I don't know, but
with the alimony money?
I teased him. I'm like, yeah, you're living it, man. You're going to live on this guy's cash. Good for you.
Well, yeah.
But here's the part that I found troubling. But I didn't. But I did not sink my fangs into them because they were nice and it could have gotten ugly.
Okay.
Here's the troubling part. So Shane's been married before.
Right.
This is the guy's first girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. Like. I think if I was in my 30s or 40s at this point.
Yeah.
And I was interested in somebody, and they told me I was like, this is the first. I think I'd be alarmed.
I would wonder what happened.
Who touched you or didn't?
Well,
maybe they wore the Virginity Rock sweatshirt.
Maybe, but it is. I mean, in this day and age, that is really unusual. But maybe there were, you know, mitigating circumstances.
Like what? He was cryogenically frozen?
No, he had a long illness, or you know.
Wow! Wow! You were really looking for excuses. He had a long illness.
I'm wondering, you know, because there are reasons why people are, you know, hiding away in the house and then they break loose. I'm
sure there's reasons, but that would, like, there's two schools of thought on that. Like, where you could go, like, whoa, I need to get out of here. There's probably something wrong with this person. Or you go, excellent. I can mold you into just what I want you to be.
I'm sure that there's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of, oh, this is a brand new, you know, this is a brand new chunk of marble, and I can start chiseling away the way I like it.
I feel like that's probably what she was doing, because I feel like she was a little bit more in control.
Yeah, and you know what? There's something about, I'm sure that, you know, he wasn't getting any action, so she could be like, I'm going to teach you what mama like.
And, yeah, you know? But see, like, that would make me, like, self-conscious as the dude in that situation. Like, if I was the guy, like, oh my God, she's been married, she's been getting the dick nonstop. I'd be like, oh, I hope I can do it right.
Yeah, well, but then if she's like, oh, that's good, that's the way I like it, let me show you something, and then she's screaming, I think that would fade. And you're getting it?
I guess.
Yeah, I think it would fade.
I guess, but I don't know, that would scare me if somebody at our age or younger, you know, not in your even in your 20s, it raises alarms.
Oh, well, you know, when Mr. Helix and I got together, I was coming out of a long period of, like, I was clinically depressed, so I was, like, really not putting myself out there on the market that much.
But you had boyfriends.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
That's different. Everybody goes through a dry streak.
Yeah. And
a dry streak is fine, but never when you're in, like, your 30s?
That would have been... That's really awkward and it's unusual.
Yeah, well, I did not pursue this line of questioning.
Oh no! Oh my God! No.
You, like, the audience was on their edge of their seat waiting for me to
sink in.
But
yeah.
Even though I'm heel comic, I'm like, no, these are nice people.
Yeah, I know.
There's no reason to do this. Just smaga. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that they did want you to dive in, but it wasn't Ricky Lake. You were in control of the situation. You know what I mean.
Yes, I do. You're very fucking dated with your references.
I know. Well, I was just reading an article about her.
She's still alive?
Yeah, of course she is.
What do you mean, of course she is? People die all the time.
Yeah, but she's not. She's young, so she's
no,
still
she's
okay.
Not. How old is she?
She's in her 40s, I guess.
I heard she got the coronavirus.
No, stop.
I heard Ricky Lake is dying.
No. She jammed a lime in it. Everything's fine.
Jammed a lime in it?
Yeah, that's how you plug it up. You can't get it.
Oh, I see what you
did. Yeah, you see what I did there.
But that would, yeah, I think I would be concerned.
Well, you know what? I think that, I mean, going back to my example, because it had been a long time that I hadn't been out there, Mr. Helix should have been concerned. He should have seen the red flags.
Was it a decade?
Just short of.
Really? That's quite a dry streak.
It was the Sahara, man. It was a really long dry spell.
Well, then again, though, he knows if you're into him, you're going to be, like, right on it.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, dick.
Woo!
Let me at it.
Well, you know what? It's really weird, but, you know, I mean, our audience knows that my mom was mentally ill, and I was her primary caregiver. Even though she lived in a group home, it's like, there was a lot on me, and
we're not judging.
A depressing situation. So, as soon as she died, I was out there getting some dick.
Jing Jong, it's time for Schlong.
Oh, yes. You know what? It was like a door opened.
Oh, Mr. Helix came around right at the right time.
It's so to speak.
And you're welcome, because me and the missus helped you with that. You're
yes,
welcome.
You did.
You're welcome. So
you guys were there at the moment.
So if not, it could be still a fucking Zahara down there. Just fucking tumbleweeds going through.
Oh, no. It's just that he was lucky to be first in line.
Oh, you would have found somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't he was special. He was just there.
Oh, no. He was special.
Now he's special.
Well, no. A couple. We met in May, and then I was like, there's something about him. And I didn't know I was ever going to see him again. And then when I saw him again, I was like, So I was like, making the moves to like make myself available to talk to him and spend time with him and everything. And
then, that's what you do.
That's how I did.
Oh, it's amazing how when you like somebody, you will constantly make yourself present so they can see you.
Yes.
You will rearrange your whole schedule just to coincidentally be seen.
All of a sudden, you're interested in doing the things that, you know, they're going to be there? Huh? You know what
I'm
saying? But it was just really lucky for me that you were using the theater for a show the week after the play I was in was over, and that he was running the lights for you.
Yes, we all had experience with the kid toucher who ran that place.
Oh boy, yeah. we all got touched in a way one way or another.
But that's different between I'm sure there are guys and girls that are on dry streaks.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, and the reason I was, like, jumping in there to give the guy an excuse is because there's stuff that happens in your life. I mean, it's not like I wanted to not be out there. I just didn't feel able to put myself out there. I was in a really bad spot in my life.
I get it.
And so, you know, and Mr. Helix, if he knew it was good for him, should have run like crazy. But, you know, maybe he was into throwing the dick around. So it worked out for both of us.
So the hot dog down the hallway, so to speak.
Wait a minute. It's tighter than that.
I don't know.
It's a small hallway.
I have no idea. I don't need to know. Knowing you, it's probably filled with other shit.
Yeah. I'm not saying that the walls aren't lined with newspapers stacked.
Yeah, yeah. You got like, there's like furniture in there.
There's three-legged chairs.
Poor Mr. Helix is like banging his dick on like a fucking brake front.
Ow! What the hell?
Where's that Precious Moments collection? Oh, it's right by the service.
Right in the little tiny china eye.
Yeah, man on the boat's in a boat that's filled with like other shit in the boat.
Throw some stuff overboard. It's overweight. It's sinking.
There's some lawn furniture in that boat.
There's a whole lot of like plastic bottles and you know, never got taken out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So nobody's alone down there.
Nobody. You know, it's a crowd.
It really is. It's like if you could have a tag sale down there.
1-800 got chunk.
Chunk?
Junk.
Oh, junk.
Junk.
I thought you said chunk. I'm like, what?
No.
So that's weird, right?
It is. That the guy was that old and not experienced in dating. Not
his
having
his haircut was like a little raggedy too. Like he had the jagged bangs.
I wonder if he was in a cult.
I don't know, maybe.
You know what I mean? Like
I'm glad he found her. She seems really sweet, and you know, he obviously makes her happy, so I'm happy for them.
Good.
But you know what? Like I think that would freak me out, but I would hope I could get past the freaked out part and go to the evil part and go, I can make them a cum whore. I would hope that I could break their will enough to make them what I need them to be. I would hope
that's
I have
because
that.
Because you're inherently evil, you say.
No, if I was inherently evil, I would have expounded on this during my show with these people.
Oh, yeah. No, you would have dived right in. So, how'd you get to be this old and not get any?
Yeah, really. It's like, wow, what was wrong with you, you kid toucher?
Yeah. Oh,
who touched you and made you afraid of having your no-no exposed?
Oh my God! Meanwhile, the whole crowd is rubbing their little hands together.
I would have loved it. Had the crowd of the palm of my hands, they would have fucking gone.
They would have had
it.
Their little.
No, but no. I mean, it's just yeah. I would probably like. Oh, I would need to know the story why.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you know the.
Oh, you know what's funny though with all these scammers, they all claim how they can't find the right guy and how pure they are, and we'll be talking for like 10 minutes. and they're going to come here and fuck me. Like, it's a repeating thing with the scammers. It's like, oh, I'm so pristine, but I'm going to fuck you, guy who I just said hello to on social media 10 minutes ago.
I know. It's like, wait a minute. You just flipped the switch from nice little virgin or nice little Christian person to come over here and fuck me.
Yeah.
And make sure you bring some cards.
iTunes
cards.
They have, like, so many of the same fucking moves.
I don't know why I'm sounding like the devil.
I don't know.
Come over here. It's the iTunes cards that makes me talk like that.
Yeah. So we'll start with that in 2 weeks again. We'll do that again.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really... it's amazing to me how so many of them have the same speech. They have the same script.
It's amazing for me how this shit's still working.
I know that anybody can not... see it coming, but you know...
I did have one block me within minutes. I'll read you that one real quick.
Oh, would you? Yeah. I want to hear this.
That was like insta-quick.
Wow, like they smelled what you were cooking right away.
Yeah.
Well, that person was probably a native English speaker, because a lot of these people are not, and they're not...
Yeah, none of them are native English speakers. Fucking shut up, stupid.
No. I mean, most of them aren't, but they don't get the nuance.
So this is 7:44 a.m., Teresa Trevino Ross. This is February 17th. She says, hi. I say, hi. She goes, I am Teresa by name. There's the first clue. Yeah. By name. Of course, it's by your name.
And
that's what the Africans
are. And scamming is my game.
Exactly. I am Teresa by name and you. Nice to meet you. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I go, hi, Teresa, by name. Nice to meet you. She goes, nice to meet you, too. I go, nice to meet you, too.
It's nice to say hello.
We are. You from?
Oh, God.
New York. How about you? Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. Go, nice. She goes, you, too. I go, thank you, Teresa. She goes, you're, as a welcome.
God.
H-I-W-S, your kids. I go, fine. How are your kids?
Wait, what? I mean, like, assuming you have them?
Yes, I'm going with it.
Oh, okay.
She goes, I don't have kids. And I ask you the question. I go, you didn't ask. You told me I have kids, LOL.
How are your kids?
She goes, no, I ask. I go, nope, but it matters not. She goes, it's okay then. I go, agreed. She goes, agreed about what? I go, that it doesn't matter. Not worth an argument.
Yeah.
Just being a pain in the ass.
I know.
She's got a question mark. I go, let's start over. Hi, Teresa. How are you? She goes, I'm good. And you? I go, I'm okay. Better, but I am alive. So that is good.
But
I've been better, but I am alive. She goes, okay, are you a comedian? I go, I am. She goes, really? Is that your work, and how long have you been doing that?
That's
THAT apostrophe yes.
That's.
I go, it is my work, and I've been doing it a long time. Do you like comedy? She goes, yeah, I do. I do watch that sometimes. I go, who are your favorites? She goes, John Mulaney and Angela Johnson.
Okay.
I never heard of Angela.
No, nor have I.
Maybe I'll check her out. She goes, Angela Johnson. I go, okay. I go, do you go to live comedy shows? She goes, do you go to live comedy shows? She goes, all right. I go, huh? She goes, no, I don't. Do you have kids? And what are you looking for, F-I-R?
I'm like, what are you looking for?
I go, why? Comedy's better live. She goes, don't have the time and answer my question.
Wow. Oh, okay. Step back, bitch.
I go, huh? I go, what do you do that keeps you so busy? She goes, do you have kids?
Damn.
I go, what keeps you so busy? And then I go, blocked over a conversation. Hilarious.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That was goodbye and hello.
Answer my question.
That was
children.
Like, I hadn't even really welcomed her into my insanity yet.
No, that was just like starting up conversation.
Yeah.
But she could barely use the language, so.
Of course, but because I wouldn't answer if I have kids. Got blocked.
Yeah, I got plenty of them locked in my basement. They're tasty. What are you getting at?
I just thought that was a really cool. She doesn't know how much, or he, whatever the fuck it is, does not know how much aggravation they save themselves.
Oh.
Probably the smartest thing they could have done.
Probably the smartest thing. But that was very specific. Martinsburg, Pennsylvania.
That's what they do.
They pick up a spot,
yeah,
and they know nothing about it.
Well, often it's someplace in Texas.
Taxes.
You might know it as Texas.
Right, no, I guess,
but
that.
Very often it's Texas, yeah.
You know, this just reminds me of how annoying it is to me that when 80% of the time when you go to a Chinese food place and you're looking up at the menu, things are misspelled. They're, you know, crazy mistakes. And I'm just thinking, why? Why do you not get somebody who is a native speaker?
Because they might not know anybody.
To review. a customer. Is this right? We're doing our menu.
It might
over.
Be embarrassing.
You know what? Get over it. Because it's ridiculous how they're all misspelled.
I go to plenty of regular restaurants where the menu's misspelled.
Oh, I know.
All right, so let's not pick on the Chinese. They've suffered enough with the coronavirus.
I know. They're
Leave
having
them
a bad time right
they're
now.
They're just trying to have a nice bat and sit in their corner, and you're picking on them.
I should just back off about that.
Bat off, woman.
I am bat off.
Bat off.
Trucker Tom says, do you have kids? Explain!
And I actually did answer. I said, they are fine.
They are, yeah, I know.
I did answer.
And it's like, so, you know, I didn't ask that. It's like, yes, you did.
Yeah, so that ended poorly.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Then there was another one, which I don't know if I'll bring to the show, that just recently ended, but I'm going to try to bring it back again. Because I made a point of her poor English, insisting that she was not a native English speaker.
Oh, ooh.
This is even after we talked for a while, and she did not... She did not fancy
she didn't take
that.
Kindly to no. that.
They're so fucking bad.
Yeah, but you know what? There are Americans who can't use
no, this was like
English.
Like, this was to the point where, like, so many times I had to go, what? Huh? What?
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what we're doing here.
I don't know what you're saying.
Your sentence structure has been raped.
My cousin? Oh, man. You know, way back when we were younger and settle in, kids, because there's a story about people that used to take these sticks full of ink and put them to paper and write words instead of texting because we didn't have those things. And my cousin and I used to write letters back and forth. We didn't live too far away, but we, you know, we'd do the pen pal thing when we weren't going to be together for a while. And the way that she would write things, I was just like, how are you passing from grade to grade? I don't understand this.
The teacher just passed them through.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be mean about her. It was just, I felt bad, you
know?
Well, like,
maybe it's time you have her contact me on social media.
Oh, Jesus.
She might need my attention.
You would not even believe what I'm dealing with there.
Oh, you know what I deal with.
In my family. No. You have no idea what
we're
dealing with here.
Yeah, people are stupid.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Very.
For no good reason.
I want to say, you know, there's certainly, like, lack of education things. Sometimes there are emotional issues and people just get passed from class to class. But it scares me that people have high school degrees and I see what they write like and I'm like, oh. I mean, I'm a poor example because I went to be an English teacher. So maybe I have a slight bit more command of the language than some people.
And yet you
damn.
Choose not to brag and use it here, which is nice.
No, you know
you dumb it down for us, we folks.
I don't dumb it down.
Oh,
this
really?
Is me.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. This is me. Yeah.
Probably better you weren't an English teacher then.
No, you know what? I don't walk around with a red pen.
That'd be fucking great.
No, I'm not exactly going to be.
Oh, Trucker Tom, be excited! Elizabeth Warren is speaking to supporters in Detroit. Not too far from Tom. I'm sure he wants to hop on over there, get in the car, and listen to Liz. I know what a fan he is.
Oh yeah, no, he absolutely. I think that he's probably listening to the show on his phone because he's driving over.
Yeah, just wants to be there cheering for.
Absolutely,
go Liz! Don't stop. I feel like that's what he's probably thinking right
you
now.
You know what? Somebody just said into her earpiece that Trucker Tom's coming, and she goes, "I have a plan for that."
That's funny. You know what? She should work at Planned Parenthood.
She said. Tom just said, you'd be surprised how many college grads, in quotes, I'm smarter and more articulate than. No, you know what? I actually would not be surprised about that at all. Because there are some people that get through school, get through, you know, college. I was referring to high school before, but I mean, there are people who get through college that cannot write a paper. And I'm like, how is this possible?
Blowjobs.
Is that
how it's possible?
I guess.
Blowjobs make everything possible.
You know what? You should get that on a T-shirt.
They do. Think about it. You have no money. You suck a dick. You have money.
And that makes everything possible. No. Tom says, no, I'd rather stick my pecker in a wood chipper than go to an Elizabeth Warren rally.
Okay.
Sounds like...
I'm calling your bluff.
We're Fargoing you up.
Yeah, Fargoing you up. No, I would sooner go to a Donald Trump rally than stick my dick in a wood chipper.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'd rather stick your dick in a wood chipper than go to a Donald Trump rally.
I don't blame you.
I think that losing parts, I think I'd suck it up and just go there in disguise. I'd just keep my mouth shut.
What's the disguise consist of? A red hat?
No, the disguise would be like not opening my mouth or making horrible faces at everything that's said.
Those faces only count if you're right behind the candidate.
No. If you're in the audience and people see you,
they'll beat your ass.
I think there would be problems.
Beat your ass.
Beat your ass. Oh, beat your ass.
Beat your ass.
What are you? Are you slipping into scammerese?
No, but I thought that was I thought she said goodbye prematurely.
Are you saying that she is stepping out?
Who?
Oh, you mean your scammer?
Yes, Elizabeth will probably step out tonight. I think this will be the end of Elizabeth Warren.
I'm afraid that it might be. Oh, yeah. Projected winner in North Carolina, Joe Biden. What a shock!
It's not really a shock.
No, it's not a shock.
Joe Biden's going to win all the states that the Democrats are going to lose in November. That's where he's strongest, like in the South.
Well, you know what's really shocking? Bernie Sanders is the projected winner in Vermont.
whatever.
I know.
Four old white guys battling it out. How
it's
exciting.
It's all these old white guys. Well, except for Obama.
The black people got one in a row. Yeah. And that was enough.
Yes.
The Democrats rolled up Asians, women, gay people, black people.
And threw everything at them.
And the people who voted, like, well, that's cute. But we're going to go with the old white guys.
I know.
Although two of them are Jews.
Yeah.
So that's new. That's
well,
a new
that
twist.
Is, yeah, I
That's
mean,
a new twist.
I mentioned that to you right before the show that I thought that was really interesting that I had not heard anybody, especially when we have things like turtles with anti-Semitic signs on their backs.
You know what I want? I want a Hasidic Jewish guy to run for president. That's what I want, where we say we're no longer going to say Merry Christmas, we're going to say Good Shabbos. That's what I want. I want that to take the nation. That's the war on Christmas I want.
No, you know that even people who are just like, you know, whatever about, you know, don't like care one way or the other about, you know, either secular Jews or what I call garden variety Jews, which is like reformed, you know, whatever. But as soon as you say Hasidim, people's hackles raise, you know. It's very divisive.
I want to wear a yarmulke that says make Shabbos great again. That's what I want. That's the campaign I want.
There's very few people that would understand what that even means.
Fine. Make Yom Kippur great again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know. Well, no.
We're going to spin this country like it's a dreidel. Think about it. Just like a real, like, oh, I don't feel so good, but we're going to have health care for all.
We're going to make this country less human. You know, I mean, that's
very,
what people
it's very
understand.
Muggy. We're all going to move to Florida. I want a real Jewish candidate.
Well, I mean, what do you mean a real Jewish?
A Hasidic dressed in the black with the black hat and the long and the payas. That's what I want. That campaigning in Mississippi. That's what I want.
Oh, dude, you know that these guys are not what people consider real Jews, quote unquote. They're like the most like out there of
that's what I want
in religion.
That's
why
what I
want this
because it'll be so fucking entertaining. Because I'm bored.
Because middle America has not seen fur hats. They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know what's coming.
I want a Hasidic guy campaigning in the fucking bayou in 90 degrees with their fucking overcoat on and the hat. That's what I want.
wearing New York black, you
yes!
know, which people don't wear in the South.
Yes, that's what I want.
That would just be a travesty.
No, that'd be the best campaign ever.
Poor guy.
Make America Schwitz again.
It would just look like you know, a volcano. The, you know, sweat would be like pouring out of him like lava out of a volcano.
Just hear the fans going, build the shul, build the shul, build the shul. And who's gonna pay for it? Palestinians. That's the campaign I want.
And here's Joe.
I said, build the shul, and Joe showed up.
Yes.
Hello, Joe.
Hey.
We're just talking about the best. I want a Hasidic Jew running for president instead of build the wall. They'll be chanting, build the shul.
Build
Bill Mishul.
Yes. This I've gone into a whole bunch of things that'll make this the best fucking candidacy ever. We need a not these half-assed Jews like Bloomberg and Bernie. I want a real Hasidic Jew running for office, but not on the Sabbath. He'll take like he can't even like caucus on the Saturday in the shul, but he can listen to the Talmud. that's what America needs. Like, America's just getting their toe wet with like Bernie and Bloomberg with these Jews, but we really need a hardcore Hasidic Jew with his wife walking three steps behind, with the long dress and the shadel on, the wig. That's what this country needs. We need to break the status quo.
Well,
I'm tired of all these Christians running shit. We need an Orthodox Jew. See, that's the thing they never talk. They don't talk. When they talk about the establishment, they make it sound like the deep state or whatever. No, the Christians are the establishment. We need the Jews taking it over. That's what America needs.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're all pro-Israel? Okay, here we go.
Well, no, a lot of the really religious ones are not pro-Israel.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, not really, but they're just fucking crazy.
Well...
We should build a whaling wall on the East Lawn.
Yeah, build the whaling wall. Does it keep Mexicans out? No, but everybody comes there to pray. It's very nice.
Yeah, right.
And there's health care for everybody, and it's just like one guy who you come and complain to. That's the health care. Does this look infected? That's what our health care will be. You go to one guy, and does this look infected to you?
Yeah, but the only place you can get health care is in New York or Miami.
But they just go to see their sons because they're all doctors.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Everybody gets health care because everybody knows a Jewish son.
There you go.
Right.
Build that wailing wall. I love that. That's a great rally cry.
It is. Lock her up, but not on the Sabbath.
How do you spell Shabbos?
S-H-A-B-B-O-S.
O-S. There you go.
Yes. Or the Sabbath. I'm tired of America dancing with a Jewish candidate. I want you to get fisted by a real hardcore Hasidic Orthodox Jewish candidate. That's what America needs.
Holy shit.
That'd be great.
They're gonna move the White House up to Muncie.
Funny.
Ah, that's great.
But think about this. Executive order, nobody can drive on Saturday.
Yeah. That would go over. Yeah, it's like I have to wear modest clothing. I don't think so.
No, but there'll be no more food stamps, just coupons.
There's certain holidays that women can't dance or sing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need. We need an Orthodox Jew. I mean, Bernie and Michael Bloomberg are not doing it for me. We need a more hardcore Jew.
Speaking of Michael Bloomberg, Trucker Tom says, I certainly don't want Bloomberg. His first act is to install a booster seat in the Oval Office.
Oh, whatever. Stop hating on short people, Tom. Well, we already have like a spray tan machine. You can put whatever you want in the Oval Office. What? It doesn't fucking matter. Like a bowling, they have a bowling alley there. Like anybody fucking bowls anymore.
I think he's still salty because he was 5'2", for the first 2 years of high school.
Yeah, like Bloomberg, I think he's like 5'6".
Because
Klobuchar was getting salty because she's like, no, I'm the only 5'4 candidate in here. I really don't know what makes the difference with the fucking height is.
I mean, are they running for president or going on a roller coaster?
Funny. Well, Joe, it could be said it's one and the same.
You have to be this high to
be president. Can you imagine that?
To be president.
Oh, my God. That would be terrible.
Yeah, we should just get, like, physical specimens like George W. Bush, Barack Obama. No more of these, like, flabby fucking people like Taft and Trump. No more fat fucks. You got to be in shape because we're going to put you through the ringer.
Well, there was no TV to see them on and watch them, like,
they were doing whistle stops. The fucking train, the locomotive could probably get going with their fat asses on the back.
Oh, my God.
No, we need healthy presidents like W and Obama. How smart you are, what your politics are, doesn't matter. I want to see a hot piece of ass. That's why I was rooting for Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard would have been an ideal president. What is she saying? Who cares? Who the fuck cares? Watch her with the sound turned down.
Make America hot again?
Yes, make America hot again so we can compete with Canada. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because right now,
okay.
Canada, they got McDreamy as the fucking prime minister over there. What do we got? We got Fat Cheeto over there. We're falling behind. Our piece of ass quotient is falling behind. Listen, W was in shape. He was athletic. He was rugged. Even Reagan, who was an old guy, you'd see him on the horse. You go, all right, he's an old fucking rugged guy.
Yeah, but he was still looked good.
Go out to the ranch. They all had a ranch where they would clear brush.
Yes. Yes.
Clear brush today. Get a president. Hire a guy.
Just get that great American work ethic. Like he cleared brush for 3 minutes and then they had the guy do it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they did. They took a couple of pictures, then they gave it back to Pedro. Okay, that's all yours.
First landscaper. You know, Clinton was...
Oh, my God. Did you hear him?
I heard him. Jeez. The first landscaper. See, Clinton was a fat guy, but he was still getting the tang. So, so it's not even a weight thing. You just got to be attractive. You have to be... And Donald Trump understands this, because he's talked about this. He brings people into the cabinet out of central casting, and they're usually very attractive. The only one that's not attractive is fucking Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But, like, say what you want about whether they're competent, corrupt, whether they're good, bad, whatever. They're all very attractive. And Donald Trump is making America attractive again.
Well,
but he's just not participating.
True. And he's making an effort.
What, Joe?
Good manager. He brings in beautiful people.
Yes, but he's got money. He should beautiful himself up, too. That's all I'm saying. We need beautiful people.
He loves that look. What do you think? He loves that look.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He does not love that look.
That's why he's spraying that orange.
Because he thinks it makes it look better.
I know, when he's flipping the hair over.
Trust me.
That candy floss.
Trust me. When Donald Trump was younger and he had hair, he didn't go shave it off and make it flop in the wind. He didn't do that. Listen, I know I'm losing your hair. You start to do fucking tricks.
That's what everybody does.
I understand, but he's losing.
Yeah, he is.
He's losing. You know, so don't accentuate it by being orange. don't make yourself a platinum. He actually looks better when he has a little gray showing.
Yes.
He actually looks more distinct. And then it's like he looks in the mirror and goes, oh, is that Hitchcock? Oh, no, it's me. And then he gets the yellow dye again.
I know.
He's got to stop with the yellow dye, stop with the orange, fucking stop with the buckets of chicken.
Oh, man, yeah.
Listen, I don't think we can. And look, we got ugly guys running for president now.
Well, their slogan isn't Make America Hot Again. They can't wear that.
We should have had fucking Pete Buttigieg. Gabbard or Buttigieg. We would have been right up there with Canada with a hottie. We're fucking it up. How are they going to take a series when we got a troll walking into the Oval Office?
They're used to it.
It's no good.
They're used to seeing the troll hair now.
No,
I don't expect it.
I don't want trolls. Bring back W if that's what it takes.
Yeah.
He wasn't sexy, but he was fit.
Oh, yeah. Mentally, are we talking?
No, it doesn't. No. I don't give a shit about the mental. I'm not listening to any of these jabronis anyway. I'm watching with the volume down. I just want to go, well, that's a pretty picture. I want to see somebody attractive behind the big desk in the white. When they tell us all, hey, we fucked up with the coronavirus, we're all going to die. I want somebody attractive telling me that.
Because it matters.
The American political system has broken you down, because basically you would be, all I want is consistency, all I want is honesty. Now you're like, all I want is somebody that looks good. They're all lying, they're all full of shit. I might as well have a little eye candy while I'm being told bullshit.
Yes! I've come to terms with who the electorate is. We are fucking morons. Pip and I had this conversation before the show. The American electorate has the IQ of a fucking goldfish, and they all know it, and I now know it too. So if I'm going to be talked to like I'm an idiot by an idiot, I want somebody who's at least attractive doing it. Go, all right, I can watch this or porn. It's the same fucking thing.
Well, and we can pick what we pixelate.
Yes. I'm just tired of being told bullshit by ugly people. I want to be told bullshit by attractive people, like when I was in college.
Well, Tom says that Trump would only have to do three things to look like a total badass. Stop the spray tan, shave the head, grow a beard. Instantly look better.
I think he's got to lose weight, too, because he'll look like fucking Humpty Dumpty. if he shaves his head, he's going to look like Humpty Dumpty. He's got to drop a Melania.
if he dropped 20 pounds, shaved his head, and grew a beard, he looked cool.
It's gonna take more than 20 pounds, my friend. He's got maybe not a Melania, maybe a Baron. Although Baron's a very tall kid. The last time I saw him,
yeah, he's sprouting.
Yeah, so yeah, he's got to drop probably 100 pounds.
Oh, that's a lot.
All right, you're he's a tall guy.
No.
50 to 75. Look at him. He's 6 foot something. You don't think he weighs 260?
Sure, but if he 40 pounds.
Hey, all right.
Make a big difference.
You there?
Is there a scale we can put him on?
Yeah, it's at the fucking circus. I don't know.
They have them on the side of the road for trucks, right, Tom?
Yes, that's where it is. I just want to be fed bullshit by somebody attractive.
That's where
Canada knows their fucking guys telling them bullshit, but like, oh, he's very attractive.
Yeah,
he got elected again after the blackface. Go, yeah, but if you scrub off the blackface, he's a very handsome man.
Oh my God, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Yes, yes.
I want to see that out of a nice.
What
face.
I want? Fucking Bernie screaming at me. And you're a liar, and you're a liar, and the 1%'s a liar, and oh, my prostate's a liar, we're all liars, and Donald Trump's a liar. How are we going to pay for it? It doesn't matter. I don't want Bernie yelling at me, and Joe Biden would yell at me, but he'd forget what he was saying halfway through the fucking yell. And I'm tired of Donald Trump fucking lying to me. What?
Bernie, I don't think people want to hear Bernie whine and complain all the time.
Well, because I'm tired of hearing Donald Trump whine and complain. I don't want any of them to whine and complain. I miss the days when the buck stops here. It's like, no, you take the buck. No, you take the buck. It's a hot fucking potato, the buck. I don't want any of them whining. I want a president to go, yeah, we fucked up.
I would love if a president put the buck stops here on their desk again.
We always had that. This is the first time we don't have that.
I know.
This is the first time we don't have that. But.
By the way, he's 6'3".
Yeah, he's got to be at least 260, if not more.
Maybe 260, 240. So, for a good size, for how tall is he?
Tom said he's what, 6'3"?
Yeah.
6'3".
So he's got to lose about 25 pounds.
I think he's got to lose more.
6'3", no,
because none of that's muscle, Joe. And none of that is muscle, Matt. That's all in the ass and the belly. That's where guys who don't work out, that's where we fucking get it. It all goes to our gut and to our ass. And he also has the neck vagina, which is a bad sign. You know you're losing the battle of the bulge when you get the neck vagina. You can't have the neck vagina. We all get the jiggles. I get that. You get older, skin gets looser. You can't have a neck vagina. There's just certain things we can't have. And that would be, if I was running against Trump, I would be like, do you want a president with a neck vagina? I can't look at it for another 4 years. make America without neck vaginas again.
I would love to hear the talking heads discussing that.
Because they're missing the point. They're all in the game. They fucking need me. They're all missing the issues and shit. Coronavirus, walls, immigrants, deficit. No, neck vagina. We have an issue here. It's distracting. It's like a turkey right before he gets his head cut off for fucking Thanksgiving. I can't take another 4 more years of this shit. Either he gets himself in shape or he leaves office. It has to be one or the other. I'm not asking too much. He has the opportunity for all the best equipment. He has all the fucking, you know, watch a little less fucking Fox News and work out. Or walk the treadmill while you're watching Fox News. I don't give a shit. You don't have to give up Sean Hannity, another fat fuck. You don't have to give him up. Just watch the fucking treadmill while you fucking poop tweet and watch Hannity. That's all I'm saying.
Here's my idea. Put Trump on a Peloton bike and then have Hannity come in on the TV screen and coach him.
No, that would be great.
Yeah, but Hannity wouldn't be a good coach because he would tell Donald Trump whatever he was doing right, and Donald Trump would just be sitting there fucking eating the ice cream.
No, bad form. No, it's good. Good.
Mr. President, this is the best ice cream I've ever seen eaten on a Peloton. You're doing a great job, Mr. President. No, you fucking eat mad out fucking yelling at him on the Peloton. That's what you need. That's what you want on the Peloton. And maybe a little Hillary too, and he'll think that they're chasing him, and then he'll fucking pedal faster. That's what he needs. He doesn't need Hannity. I'm just trying to keep the son of a bitch alive. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Tom says I don't think he'd do it. Tom says I don't think he'd do it. He'd just say, look at me. Now look at my wife. I got her looking like this. That's a good point.
No, he was better looking then. He's gotten fatter over the years.
He's gotten a lot over the years.
Yeah, and listen, I think it's pretty obvious Melania was here for the money. Nobody was here because Donald Trump is attractive or a fucking smart guy or a great conversationalist. We've all heard enough of Donald Trump, whether you love him or hate him. Nobody goes, oh, I can listen to him for hours. Nobody, whether you love him or hate him. And the women are not throwing their bloomers at this guy. He's an ugly, fat guy who may or may not have a lot of money. And he also got the family in there with the fucking green card bullshit too. So yes, there's a reason. And listen, Melania wasn't the only one. A lot of women would get on the rich dick. You know, as Donald said, you know, if you're famous, they'll let you grab by the pussy. I know people didn't want to hear that. It's true to a degree.
Well, it is.
The only reason I'm trying to become famous, I want to test that fucking theory. It's the whole goal I have for my life.
You just want to be famous so that you can treat women like a bowling ball?
No, I want to be famous so I could treat women like a bowling ball and get away with it.
Yeah.
Although, what?
It's the lifestyle you fall in love with.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's all I'm saying. But me as an American citizen, I'm not going to fall in love with the guy. I just want something a little bit more eye candy. That's all I'm saying. We're not getting Tulsi Gabbard. We're not getting Buttigieg. Bernie's nothing to look at. Bloomberg's nothing to look at. You know, Biden's not bad looking, but he's nothing to look at. I mean, you know, I want a piece of ass. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We had W. We had Barry. This is a big fall off. Barack was a good looking man. People thought W was attractive. People thought Bill Clinton was attractive. George Bush Sr. not so much. We had a fall there. People thought Reagan was attractive.
Right.
I don't remember what people thought of Jimmy Carter. I don't know.
I don't remember anybody talking about his attractiveness one way or the other.
No, but
I don't think attractiveness was something for Jimmy Carter.
We are in Taft territory here with this guy, and I don't know why the Democrats aren't running on this. I don't understand. They're fucking it up.
I think that they would. Go ahead, Joe.
Taft territory?
I did, Joe. I did. We're in Taft territory.
That's terrible.
Thank you. I'm just concerned about what we have to look at as citizens. I'm not talking about issues because we're Americans. We don't give a shit about that. I'm trying to appeal to the American populace. We're very vain. We're very focused on what people look like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump can't pull off a virginity rock sweatshirt because you're going to go, of course he thinks that. He has no options. We need hot people in office.
Well, we talked about how people were worried about the coronavirus. We're already trying to make their masks a fashion statement.
Listen, Tulsi Gabbard's been running. She's got no electoral victories. She can't even get on the campaign stage because she's been wrong. She's pissed off the Democrats with her talking, what she fucking says. What she should have said is, look around, people. I'm the hottest piece of ass up there. Look what's in the Oval Office right now. Do you want to look at this piece of ass for 4 years or do you want to look at that fat ass for 4 years? That's what Tulsi should have. That would resonated with people. Sure, some people would have been offended, but at the end of the day, they go, yeah, she's got a point.
I don't think that would have carried the day.
The
women vote. The women go, no, she's inspirational. Tulsi's inspirational. You look at Tulsi, go, yeah, I got to do some crunches.
Oh, no.
You look at Trump, go, yeah, I can have extra mashed potatoes and gravy. It's okay. You say Tulsi's an inspiration.
That's an inspiration to some people. Damn it.
No, it's not.
Mashed potatoes are inspirational.
No, it's not. You go, all right, I guess I can eat like a fucking sea lion too. It doesn't. No, I take that back. Sea lions eat fish.
I didn't say aspirational. Inspirational.
Perspiration. We need a piece of ass in the Oval Office.
Have you ever seen Close Encounters?
No.
Mashed potatoes are inspirational.
No, I've not seen it.
You've never seen that?
No.
Get out.
I would,
but then you wouldn't have a show.
Yeah, that's true.
See, what you could do is during the State of the Union address, you could come up all sexy.
Yes! You know,
and then go, oopsie, drop the State of the Union address.
Yeah!
Pardon me while I pick them up. You know?
And instead of that awful applause that the other side gives, they throw fucking singles at you. Yes. And then when you're standing up there, you see the Speaker of the House and the Vice President. You know, as you're saying, they're taking a peek at your ass. That's what you want.
No, you don't.
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm tired of this ugly, ugly administration. It's actually not an ugly administration. It's just an ugly president. Pence is a good looking guy.
He's scary.
I wouldn't want to fuck him because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You go, okay, mother, I don't need that going on.
Yeah, you think the guy that was 30 years without a relationship is scary. Let's talk Pence.
But Pence is like, if you were going to Hollywood, go, give me an old white guy as president. Mike Pence is the guy.
Yeah, no, he's central casting.
Yeah, he's central casting, Mike. Yeah, so all right. So listen, we don't even have to get rid of the Republicans. Just get rid of Trump and make Pence. I'd be okay with that. All right, he's sexually attractive to a repressed part of the demographic. I'm okay with this. You know gay guys would be trying to break that ass, trying to break off a piece of cock in that ass.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah, yeah, I could go with Mike Pence. Mike Pence is attractive. I can live with that. So I'm not even saying it's got to be a Democrat. I'm just saying enough of the fat guy. Enough of the fat, gelatinous, orange guy with the yellow hair that waves goodbye. That's all I'm saying, gelatinous. People.
Gelatinous.
That's all I'm saying. That it has nothing to do with issues. It has nothing to do with political affiliation. I'm tired. We spend all of our time watching the boob tube, looking at attractive people, and then this guy who's on all the fucking time it makes a fucking retarded wildebeest ashamed of himself. Go, I'm not doing enough. Let me run into traffic and look fucking uglier.
Oh my God.
Done with it. And I know I said the word wildebeest and people will be offended.
Because wildebeest is offensive.
It is offensive. That's going to get me. That's going to prevent me from getting Saturday Night Live. All right.
And you said retarded wildebeest. It's a special needs wildebeest.
Yes. Well, I know. I was joking the fact that I said wildebeest. Obviously, the word retarded was the offensive one there.
No, I understand. Okay. I got it.
I'm glad you did, Joe. Otherwise, I think you were a little retarded. But yeah, that's all I'm saying. America needs to have an honest conversation with itself and understand what our real priorities are. We don't give a shit whether they lie to us. We don't give a shit about debts. We don't or deficits. We don't give a shit about policy. We really don't give a shit about foreign incursions. We don't really give a shit about immigrants. We really don't give a shit about health care. We care about attractive. That's what we care about. That's what we all have in common. Either we want to be admired because we're attractive, or we want somebody in our life that's attractive that makes us feel more valuable.
No, we know we're not. We just want to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me, you know, listen, when the president's dead, I want an attractive bust left behind, an attractive presidential portrait. That's all I'm saying. I don't want a fucking mural. This guy's going to be a mural. It's going to be a presidential mural if you want to make it accurate.
That's going to take all of the mural.
Yeah. But the Trump supporters, they put...
You want people in future generations going, this was a good-looking guy.
Or girl! Yes! Yes! Girl. Yes. All right. Take a break. We'll come back. On the break, we got My K with Floating...